In the blue vault of the heaven there had appeared three little specks which increased in size every moment, so rapidly did they approach. They speedily resolved themselves into three large brown birds which circled over the heads of the two wanderers and then settled upon some rocks which overlooked them. They were buzzards, the vultures of the west, whose coming is the forerunner of death.
"Cocks and hens!"
cried the little girl gleefully, pointing at their ill-omened forms and clapping her hands to make them rise.
"Say, did God make this country?"
"In course he did," said her companion, rather startled by this unexpected question.
"He made the country down in Illinois, and he made the Missouri,"
the little girl continued.
"I guess somebody else made the country in these parts. It's not nearly so well done. They forgot the water and the trees."
"What would you think of offering up prayer?" the man asked diffidently.
"It ain't night yet,"
she answered. "It don't matter. It ain't quite regular, but he won't mind that, you bet. You say over them ones that you used to say every night in the wagon when we was on the plains."
"Why don't you say some yourself?"
the child asked with wondering eyes. "Oh, I disremember them," he answered. "I ain't said none since I was half the height of that gun. I guess it's never too late. You say them out, and I'll stand by and come in on the choruses."
"Then you'll need to kneel down, and me too,"
she said, laying the shawl out for that purpose.
"You've got to put your hands up like this. It makes you feel kind of good."
It was a strange sight. Had there been anything but the buzzards to see it? Side by side on the narrow shawl knelt the two wanderers, a little prattling child and the reckless, hardened adventurer. Her chubby face and his haggard, angular visage were both turned up to the cloudless heaven in heartfelt entreaty to that dread being with whom they were face to face, while the two voices, the one thin and clear, the other deep and harsh, united in the entreaty for mercy and forgiveness. The prayer finished, they resumed their seat in the shadow of the boulder until the child fell asleep, nestling upon the broad breast of her protector.